Bud Light presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Outside the Stadium Peanut Seller. You stand like a sentry outside the grounds of our national pastime, offering us your salty nuts.
Nothing crunchy.
Half price on the outside, all the taste. That's your pitch.
Nuts for scratch.
There's nothing like spending a summer day on a hard bleacher seat, crunching your nuts. Unless maybe it's sitting behind home plate, spreading mustard on your wiener. So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Outside the Stadium Peanut Seller, because thanks to you, a bag of peanuts costs just peanuts.
Mr. Outside the Stadium Peanut Seller.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
When it comes to internet providers, you can either choose the leader or a service that is second best. TechInfo is the first internet provider in the Delta. They were the first with 56K technology. They were also the first to institute the V90 standard, and now TechInfo has web-based email service, which allows you to check your email from anywhere in the world. So why be with an internet provider that's always following? Call 1-800-863-5415 today and sign up with a proven leader, TechInfo.
Hello, I'm Joe Montana, the famous quarterback.
Hey, Joe, is it really you?
That's me, Joe Montana, in the flesh. Enter the Coca-Cola Craft Super Bowl 35 sweepstakes, and you could be enjoying an awesome Super Bowl party with me, Joe Montana.
Hey, Joe, can I get your autograph?
There you go, kiddo.
Awesome.
You could also win a Super Bowl ticket, a home entertainment system, or football gear like this football signed by me. Joe Montana.
Hey, Joe, throw me the ball.
Okay, go along. Oops, sorry.
Joe Montana was not available for the making of this radio commercial. The real Joe Montana was too busy preparing hors d'oeuvres, stocking up on ice-cold Coke, and signing football gear for the big pregame party on January 28th. For a chance to meet the real Joe, see your nearest participating Coca-Cola retailer for details. Entries must be received by 1-1701. No purchase necessary.
Do like me, Joe Montana, and enjoy the game with Coca-Cola.
And we're back with Mid-South Wrestling Memories, a big Sunday afternoon. Our time right now is 5:32. One of our fine sponsors is Garfield's, located in the Greenville Mall. Go by and tell them you listen to Mid-South Wrestling Memories with Buddy Huggins and, of course, Dory Funk Jr. Buddy?
Thank you, Chuck. Dory?
Yeah?
Like I was saying just a minute ago, over the next year, I'm going to have you on. I invite you according to your time. But next time, what we'll do is we've been introducing ourselves to each other, and I know I'm going to get a lot of flack on the internet for not letting you tell stories. So so what we're going to do is I'll call you, and we'll make a schedule to bring you back in 5 or 6 weeks, something that'll be convenient to you. But I am so adamant about the past. There's a big blank in the history from the 50s, 60s, up to 1976.
I know all that stuff. I lived it.
You and quite a few people that I'll be talking to. And those are the stories that these people want to hear, the fans that tune in to this radio talk show. And I'll tell you, a lot of people in the actual business are listening to what we're talking about. And I'm just, for example, we've got just 2 minutes. Give me an anecdote story from the 50s that when you started that made you know how big the business was and told you what the future was going to be for you.
Well, where I really learned how big the business was probably the first time I ever wrestled a match. My football team was there behind me from West Texas State University. My mother was there. My wrestling team from the high school was there. My father was there. My brother was there. And I was scared to death. And I went in the ring against somebody from the southeast area. I don't know if you know Don Fargo, or he also wrestled. His name was also Don Colt. And he also wrestled as Jack Dalton. Some of these names are hard to figure out, because they changed their name so much, but I stepped in that ring and I got goose pimples. That match was just almost a blur. Unfortunately, I came out and won the match, and ever since the building just went crazy, and I just realized it was something I loved and wanted to do. So from that day on, wrestling, I've never looked back, and I've always been interested in wrestling. And I love the past. I love all the things I did, everything that I went through. But right now, I'm very, very involved in the future, and that's because we've got some young kids that we're training that are going to bang the door down on the wrestling business and bust their way in. And one of them is sitting right here with me. His name is Adam Winter from England. He's 18 years old and is a prime worker, a great wrestler. He's sitting with here with me right now, and I promise you will hear much more about him.
Well, I'd love to be able to speak to him.
He's on the line right now. He's being real respectful.
Okay.
And he's just listening real close to everything we're talking about.
Adam, this is Buddy Huggins. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Buddy. How you doing?
Doing wonderful.
Good.
I've noticed what Mr. Funk was talking about. Your reputation has started to precede you. I see your name mentioned in quite a few of the wrestling pages across the internet. Most of it is all good. You're being trained by one of the best, and how's your training coming?
Well, buddy, I am definitely being trained by the best trainer in the country and in the world. As you know, Joey trains a lot of people. A lot of people are on TV now, and my training is going very well. I've been training with Joey for almost 2 years, actually, now, and I am currently the Florida Heavyweight Champion, the Funk and Conservatory Heavyweight Champion, and also the Hardcore Champion. I am a Triple Crown winner at this time.
Well, that's fantastic.
You know, buddy, Adam has another distinction. There is no other European wrestler trained entirely in America. And as you know, the styles are contrasting. They're very different. So Adam is a blue blood. He has an English accent. He does love America, and he does work the American style of wrestling, something that is very unique.
Well, you must have caught him before he got that Brit style.
Sure.
Because once you learn that Brit style, there's no going back. It seems to stay with those fellows that come from over there, and I know several of them. Lord Stephen Regal, for one, likes those elbow shots to the head. There's another gentleman, name escapes me, exotic Adrian Street. He has that mat European style, but the Americans seem to.
As well as learning the American style with Dory, Dory also does teach the Japanese style and the European style. So I have been taught with various methods, and Dory is my only trainer. I did come to America for completely untrained in professional wrestling.
Are you seeing a lot of good competition in Florida?
There is a lot of great competition in Florida, and actually we get a lot of people from throughout America who come to the Funky Conservatory, and there is a lot of great talent out there.
So you've caught wind of some of the prior students that have already went to the WWF and some of the other organizations around the country. So you've made connections, as we say in the business, to get a glimpse at what your future may hold you.
Yeah, definitely. One of those athletes was Lisa, who is currently a WWF superstar. She was here with me about a year ago. And she's doing very well now. And also, I've been with a number of other students who are also making a break in major organizations at this point in time.
Well, I tell you, I've got a gentleman here in Mississippi that when I come down there, I'm definitely coming to take Dory up on that promoter style training that he's talking about. That's unique, and I tell you, I want to be at the forefront of that and get some of that, because what we're doing here in Mississippi, when I bring you into this area, we want to be able to do wrestling right, and I'm fully behind education. The more that you can learn about this business, the better it is, and the better it makes it for the fans. So we've got a guy here called the Jagged Edge, and I'd love to see you and the Jagged Edge in the ring together. I believe that would be probably the match of the year in this coming year. But maybe we can work something out before too late into the summer, get those contracts written, get it signed where we can bring you and some of your friends from the conservatory up here and test the waters in Mississippi, as we say.
Definitely, that'll be great, buddy.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to it. I'll be working with some folks in Texas, Skandor Akbar, and making some connections with Les Thatcher and Harley Race. So if we could all pull together, that means that I'll be working with Dory Funk, Les Thatcher, Harley Race, and Skandor Akbar. And guess what happens to be central to every location I just mentioned? It happens to be Greenville, Mississippi. And we kick it off hopefully this year. I'm not in no hurry. I'm gonna do it right. I'm gonna prove to everybody that I can do it with the help of people. I can't do it by myself. I've got to have the professional people in the business behind me. But when we do it this time, we're gonna do it right. We're gonna build a foundation so all of us can safely say that we can send our guys to Harley Race. We can send them to Les Thatcher. I can send my guys to Dory, and everybody will be safe, taken care of. The wrestling will get to a high level, and that's what the people want to see. They want to see that thing Dory was talking about, between the bells. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, that would be great, buddy. And everybody who comes to the Fenton Conservatory really does learn a lot here. They go back, everybody goes back real happy, and we've always had a lot of returnees to come. We've actually got a camp coming up this week, and now we're also on television. We've got a television show called Bang, which is on every week on the Fox station here around Florida. That would be definitely great, buddy.
I'm personally about a year away from getting quality television. I've got a gentleman that wants to put me up on TV, and my booker, JC in Jackson, tells me to just bide my time and wait till we get a quality product. But television can come to Mississippi pretty quick, and that's what it's going to take to actually get the crowds. Are y'all's crowds picked up quite a bit since you've done television?
I gotta say, we had the police turn them away our last television taping. They wouldn't let anybody else in the building.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's what we need to hear. We need to hear more of that from all over the country. But sadly, some of the shows that I've been to around Mississippi, and I try to go to just about all of them. Believe it or not, Mr. Funk, some of them I'm not welcome. That's the childish nature of the business these days. They see me as a threat, but all I am is a vehicle to bring wrestling back to the state. I just seem to be the right person at the right time to promote it. But some of the shows have got to improve. And Bill Watts, he wouldn't allow them to exist. He told me himself.
Well, he's probably been down there beating them up or something.
He would have.
He's got a pretty good quick temper.
Yeah.
I know him well, too. I know where he went to school. He went to school at Oklahoma University. He was quite an amateur wrestler. He's quite a guy. He'd tell people what he thought.
Well, people are shocked that he's working with me. And I hit a chord with him through George the Animal Steel, and George actually introduced me to him. And Bill said that he gets invitations to talk about wrestling all the time and to participate in something, you know, similar to conversations that he and I have had. But he's opened up to me more so than what some of the old timers said, more so than he's ever done in the last 10 or 15 years. And I'm very proud of that he sees something in me. And I will not take advantage of him or his kindness, and I'll do the same for you. I respect you guys to the fullest. Your knowledge is immensely important to keep this profession alive. And I thank you, and Adam, I appreciate you. And as soon as we can work it out where I can meet you, I'm coming to Florida, and I'll bring the Jagged Edge with me. And then you guys return the favor and come to Mississippi this summer. We'll book those shows. Wonderful. Well, Dory, I'll get back with you on when the next time I can have you on this radio talk show. And next time, You're going to have the mic, and we're going to listen to stories.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Really appreciate it. That was the great, legendary Dory Funk Jr. We're fixing to take a break now. After the break, we'll be talking to the Jagged Edge himself.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Outside the Stadium Peanut Seller.
Mr. Outside the Stadium Peanut Seller.
You stand like a sentry outside the grounds of our national pastime, offering us your salty nuts.
Nothing crunchy.
Half price on the outside, all the taste. That's your pitch. There's nothing like spending a summer day on a hard bleacher seat, crunching your nuts. Unless maybe it's sitting behind home plate, spreading mustard on your wiener. So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Outside the Stadium Peanut Seller, because thanks to you, a bag of peanuts costs just peanuts. St. Louis, Missouri.
When it comes to internet providers, you can either choose the leader or a service that is second best. Tech Info was the first internet provider in the Delta. They were the first with 56K technology. They were also the first to institute the V90 standard. And now, Tech Info has web-based email service, which allows you to check your email from anywhere in the world. So why be with an internet provider that's always following? Call 1-800-863-5415 today and sign up with a proven leader, Tech Info.
Hi, I'm Joe Montana, the famous quarterback.
Hey, Joe, is it really you?
Yes, it's me, Joe Montana, in the flesh. Enter the Coca-Cola Craft Super Bowl 35 sweepstakes, and you could be enjoying an awesome Super Bowl party with me, Joe Montana.
Hey, Joe, can I get your autograph?
There you are, young man.
Awesome.
You could also win a Super Bowl ticket, a home entertainment system, or football gear, like this football signed by me, Joe Montana.
Hey, Joe, throw me the ball.
Okay, go long. Frightfully sorry.
Joe Montana was not available for the making of this radio commercial. The real Joe Montana was too busy preparing hors d'oeuvres, stocking up on ice-cold Coke, and signing football gear for the big pregame party on January 28th. For a chance to meet the real Joe, see your nearest participating Coca-Cola retailer for details. Entries must be received by 1-1701. No purchase necessary.
Do like me, Joe Montana, and enjoy the game with Coca-Cola.
And back we are with Mid-South Wrestling Memories with, of course, our host, Buddy Huggins. Glad to have him
brought you wrestling
with us
on
the show tonight.
Wrestling Memories with Buddy Huggins.
And we have
this
Buddy Huggins with us each and every Sunday night. Buddy, we've got some great guests coming up, and I was really interested in that interview you had.
Do not reflect those of
we had, of course, with... Our past guest. We're going to have all kinds of great guests in the future, including Killer Carl Cox and, of course, Cowboy Bill Watts, Skandar Akbar, also Bill Dundee, George the Animal Steel, Cowboy Bill Watts, all kinds of great, great guests will be with us in the future. We were supposed to be guesting with the Jagged Edge, but we have not been able to get a hold of him, but I want to talk with you a little bit. I really can appreciate your thoughts and giving your personal feelings on the way wrestling is now and the way it'll be in the near future. Talk to us a little bit about some of the your past as far as being a wrestling promoter is concerned and what some of your goals are as wrestling moves to the future in the Delta.
Well, Chuck, like I was telling Mr. Funk, we're going to take it one step at a time, and we're going to build something here in Mississippi that's going to be worth the wait. I know people have been, since I've ran shows in Greenville last year, they were Mid-South shows. We drew some of the biggest crowds that's been here in quite some time. And I'm planning to come here in the spring and do it again and do it right this time. Not that it wasn't done right then. It was just that we just did not follow up. And we're going to follow up this time. We're going to follow up with some good names, good quality wrestling. Of course, the Jagged Edge. Matter of fact, I'm going to try here in just a second to get him back on the phone.
But, okay, while you do that, and he is, well, we've had opportunities to see you the jagged edge of the past, and he's a super talent in wrestling for the future. And of course, you Greenvillians and people over in southeast Arkansas and northeastern Louisiana need to check your radio stations, and that is wrestling from the Mid-South Wrestling Group returns to the Delta. We want to talk a little bit about our sponsors today. They include, of course, Budweiser, Coca-Cola, Tech Info, and Garfield's. And of course, Garfield's is one of our sponsors. We invite you to come out and, of course, tell them you're listening to Mid-South Wrestling Memories each and every Sunday afternoon from 5 o'clock until 6 o'clock on 1330 WNIX. They'd appreciate it. We certainly appreciate all our sponsors. Tell us, before we get back with you, tell us about the capabilities of Tech Info and why you use Tech Info on your internet site. Talk a little bit about your internet site that you have to keep everybody up to date with wrestling.
Yes, that's quite right. I've got a lot of information up there. You can see last week's show, it's up in its entirety in two parts, the first 30-minute segment and then the second 30-minute segment. You can go to www.midsouthwrestling.com. You can also go to WIQQ, look down at the bottom, you'll see a link for Extreme Mid-South Wrestling, and go to those pages there, and you'll see exactly why Bill Watts is involved in what we're doing here in Mid-South. It's because we're doing wrestling the right way, the way that it's supposed to be done. I like to say it's the Bill Watts way, and he gets a kick out of that, but he's got a product, it's Manatech, and there's some literature. You go to the website, you pull up some presentations, you can print some of that out, you can watch the presentations, you can see why Bill Watts is so enthused about Manatech. Not only will it help make you wealthy, but it also help your health. So y'all check that out when you're at the website. Actually, I can't seem to get through to the Jackson porthole, so the phone lines are either jammed up or something right now, but we'll try it back. We got a few more minutes. We'll try it back in just a minute. But you were asking me about my connections with wrestling. Like I was saying earlier, I am a newcomer to the business. The Junkyard Dog died June the 2nd. It'll be 3 years this June. And I had no more ambition to be in professional wrestling than the man on the moon. But when I found out why he died, he had actually made a plan to wrestle. So he was coming back to Mississippi from the Carolinas. That is about a 14-hour drive. He went to his daughter's graduation, stayed awake all day, and instead of laying down, taking a nap, or going to sleep, which they tried to talk him into, he got in the vehicle and kissed them all bye and said that he wanted to get back for that show. He didn't want to disappoint no one. Well, he drove back, and he didn't go to sleep until he got to Mississippi, and he was on the highway in Forrester, going through Forrester, Mississippi. He fell asleep at the wheel. Sadly, he perished in the car accident, and I found out about it the very next day. Of course, like most people, woke up to the news and was shocked. But that made me want to know, he had been living in Yazoo City. It made me want to know, well, where had he been? Why hadn't I really knew that he was 20 minutes away from me? He had been wrestling what we call outlaw shows that are pretty much not sanctioned by the State Athletic Commission, or if they were sanctioned, they just didn't care what kind of performers they had on the shows. So basically, he was coming back for an outlaw show that was going to be performed in front of 30 people. And that just showed me what the sad state of wrestling was in the state of Mississippi.
Buddy, as far as the jagged edge is concerned, as we said before, we had a chance to see him wrestle your last show. And he really, really is a super talent in wrestling. Maybe you can tell us where you discovered the jagged edge and what you see for him in the future of wrestling. The sky's the limit as far as the jagged edge is concerned.
Oh, yes. I fully predict, just as well as Adam Winsler, the gentleman we just talked to, his future's going to be bright. Well, the jagged edge future's going to be bright. He is one of the most charismatic persons I've ever met. I've seen a lot of wrestling and wrestlers come down through the pike, but he is very very talented. Matter of fact, I think we got him on the line now.
Okay, we do have the Jagged Edge on the line as we are listening to Mid-South Wrestling Memories with about 5.5 minutes left in this edition. If you like the show, don't forget to tell us so on the internet. Let's go to Buddy Huggins.
Jagged Edge, can you hear me?
WNIX is the Delta's sports choice. And let's go back to Buddy Huggins.
All right, we're going to try it one more time. How about you, Jagged? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, buddy. What's going on?
All right, this phone system does work. Thank God for technology. I get to hear my fella. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Wonderful. Did you hear that interview?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, Dory was talking about what you and I need to do as far as coming to Florida. And I think what we're going to take him up on that and put you in the ring with some of his top students down there, Adam West Winsler, and get that thing kicked off down there in Florida so that way we can invite them up here.
Okay.
How you more competition, the better for you, huh?
Yeah, the better. The more, the better.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, you've been busy as of late. You just got back from... were you in Atlanta?
No, we were down in Kentucky last night to spend the Mid-South night. But I couldn't wait to get back to Mississippi, and I think we got some on the plan for that, don't we?
Most definitely. I've got some meetings to be in tomorrow, as a matter of fact, and hopefully we'll be announcing some show dates on this very program next week to announce the schedule for the spring 2001 tour.
Last
night it was in Texas, the night before that it was Atlanta. We're going to take a couple of days off
to try to get a little bit, but looking forward to getting back to
Mississippi and the surrounding
areas. Two towns over
in
Alabama and
the
towards
the
Mid-South
zone. Yeah. Can I get you to speak up just a little bit?
Sure. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. If everything works out the way that I need it to work out, you're already a great talent, and if everything works out the way that I need it to go, I fully predict to dominate the state of Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. You've got that on your shoulders. Are you the man?
I'm the man, buddy. How did you know that? I'm the man.
You can do it.
I can do it.
I tell you, we there's some people out there that are naysayers, and you know, we've got to prove them wrong. And we've got the real tradition on our side. We've got old school style tradition. That was the style that you were trained in, and you seem to be able to, what we call in the business, a hooker and a shooter. You seem to be able to walk that walk and tote that talk.
But you know, it's a lot of so-called wrestling companies that's just laying around in Mississippi, but there's only one real wrestling company in Mississippi, and that's the Mid-South Championship Wrestling. So we let them talk and run and hide. They can keep running, but you know, they can't hide. Sooner or later, they got to put up.
Well, we just got to do it bigger, better, and more times, and that's coming. And we will be the dominant. We are the dominant factor in Mississippi, in the Mid-South right now. With the schedule coming up 2001, we will blow the roof off of what we're going to do in Greenville, Greenwood, Winona, Grenada, Belzona, Hollandale, Rolling Fork. I tell you, there's not going to be a little village in a little town that we're not going to be able to say that hopefully at the end of this year that we haven't wrestled in. They got a chance to see the great Jagged Edge.
That's right. Now, we're focusing a lot on North Mississippi. We're going to try to spread down to South Mississippi, too. I know down in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Yeah. Well, before the end of the year, I fully expect to be from the coast all the way to Tennessee, from Louisiana all the way to Texas. So it's going to get interesting. Well, Jagged, I appreciate you very much, and I'm going to have to get you back on here when we got a little more time. Yeah, I'll get you back here. We'll check your schedule and see exactly where you're going to be next week, and it's
Scandal Akbar is going to be my guest, folks, next week, so y'all be sure to tune in for that.
Scandal Akbar?
Scandal Akbar.
Yeah, I'm going to have to
see
that
one. All right, dude. Well, appreciate you, and we got to go, and we're getting out of here. Thank you.
Care. 1330 WNIX has brought you wrestling's hottest show, Mid-South Wrestling Memories, with Buddy Huggins. Listen in each Sunday night at 5 o'clock for Mid-South Wrestling Memories. Brought to you by Budweiser, Tech Info, Garfield's, and Coca-Cola. The opinions given on this program do not reflect those of WNIX Radio or the River Group.
Is the station for good time oldies. Oldies 1330 WNIX Greenville.
Had a special message for